The Red Coffin, written by Sam Eastland and read by Stephen Pacey.
As the motorcycle crested the hill, sunlight winked off the goggles of the rider. Against the chill of early spring, he wore a double-breasted leather coat and a leather flying cap which buckled under his chin. He had been on the road for 3 days, stopping only to buy fuel along the way. His saddlebags were filled with tins of food he'd brought from home. At night, he did not stay in any town, but wheeled his motorcycle in amongst the trees. It was a new machine, a Tsundap K500, with a pressed steel frame and girder forks. Normally, he could never have afforded it, but this trip alone would pay for everything, and more besides. He thought about that as he sat there alone in the woods, eating cold soup from a can. Before camouflaging the motorcycle with fallen branches, he wiped the dust from its sprung leather seat and the large, teardrop-shaped fuel tank. He spat on every scratch he found and rubbed them with his sleeve. The man slept on the ground, wrapped in an oilcloth sheet, without the comfort of a fire or even a cigarette. The smell of smoke might have given away his location, and he could not afford to take the risk. Sometimes he was woken by the rumble of Polish army trucks passing by on the road. None of them stopped. Once he heard a crashing in amongst the trees. He drew a revolver from his coat and sat up, just as a stag passed a few paces away, barely visible, as if the shadows themselves had come to life. For the rest of the night, the man did not sleep. Tormented by childhood nightmares of human shapes with antlers sprouting from their heads, he wanted only to be gone from this country. Ever since he crossed the German border into Poland, he had been afraid, although no one who saw him would ever have realized it. This was not the first time he had been on such a journey, and the man knew from experience that his fear would not leave him until he was back among his own people again. On the third day, he crossed into the Soviet Union at a lonely border checkpoint manned by one Polish soldier and one Russian soldier, neither of whom could speak the other's language. Both men came out to admire his motorcycle. "Tsundap," they crooned softly, as if saying the name of a loved one, and the man gritted his teeth while they ran their hands over the chrome. A few minutes after leaving the checkpoint, he pulled over to the side of the road and raised the goggles to his forehead, revealing two pale moons of skin where the road dust had not settled on his face. Shielding his eyes with one hand, he looked out over the rolling countryside. The fields were ploughed and muddy, seeds of rye and barley still sleeping in the ground. Thin feathers of smoke rose from the chimneys of solitary farmhouses, their slate roofs patched with luminous green moss. The man wondered what the inhabitants of those houses might do if they knew their way of life would soon be ending. Even if they did know, he told himself, they would probably just carry on as they had always done, placing their faith in miracles. That, he thought, is precisely why they deserve to be extinct. The task he had come here to accomplish would bring that moment closer. After today, there would be nothing they could do to stop it. Then he wiped the fingerprints of the border guards off his handlebars and continued on his way. He was close to the rendezvous point, racing along deserted roads through patches of mist which clung to the hollows like ink diffusing in water. The words of half-remembered songs escaped his lips. Otherwise, he did not speak, as if he were alone upon the earth. Driving out across that empty countryside, that was how he felt himself to be. At last he came to the place he had been looking for. It was an abandoned farmhouse, roof sagging like the back of an old horse. Turning off the road, he drove the Tsundap through an opening in the stone wall which ringed the farmyard. Overgrown trees ringed the farmhouse, their thick trunks sheathed with ivy. When he cut the engine, silence descended upon him.